And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, October 10th, 2016, 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Now program. I'm Scott Spears. And last night, as most of you know, was the second presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And it is being called this morning the most contentious debate in the history of presidential debates. And we're so glad today to be joined for a little recap and thoughts on that event last night by the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, how are you?
I'm just fine, Scott.
You know what? Before we get to the debate, I have a little clip package of things that happened last night. Let's go back to last night. It's about 2.5 minutes, and remember the debate that was called the most contentious in the history of presidential debates. Here it is, a little clip package from last night.
You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk.
For
as
this.
I told you, that was locker room talk.
What we all saw and heard on Friday was Donald talking about women, that it represents exactly who he is.
Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attack them viciously.
I am reminded of what my friend Michelle Obama advised us all. When they go low, you go high.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
Everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really?
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Okay, Donald, I know you're into big diversion tonight. Right now, a lot of those nations are hearing what Donald says and wondering, why should we cooperate with the Americans? And this is a gift to ISIS.
Captain Khan is an American hero. And if I were president at that time, he would be alive today, because I would not have had our people in Iraq.
This is the 10th or 12th time that he's denied being for the war in Iraq. You know, under our Constitution, presidents have something called veto power.
How can you unite a country if you've written off tens of millions of Americans?
My argument is not with his supporters, it's with him.
She has tremendous hate in her heart.
Regardless of the current rhetoric, would either of you name one positive thing that you respect in one another?
And those are the highlight clips. And if you didn't catch it, Hillary said that she was positive toward Donald's kids. And Donald said that she was a tough woman and she was a fighter and she doesn't give up easily. And there were some other things we couldn't even fit into that clip package. I believe over the course of the 90 minutes last night, he said she had hate in her heart. She was the devil at one point. Didn't he call her the devil?
I don't remember that.
I think he didn't make the highlight reel, but I think at one point he called her. Terry Tackett's also with us. Did he call her the devil last night?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the reference might be since Halloween was coming.
Is that what that was? It was a nice Halloween reference?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Mary Ellen, they're calling it the most contentious debate ever. You've seen a few of them. Where would you put it?
Well, I think it was the most contentious.
What made it so contentious? What happened last night?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with Donald bringing in the girls from Bill Clinton's past. I think that set it off to a bad, you know, feeling in the beginning. Everybody was afraid of what was going to happen then.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You were there during the Clinton administration when you were watching that last night, because that was a surprise to most people that those women were coming. When you saw them there and then in the debate hall, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was so, I wondered, you know, who worked it all out, because they had to have been planning that to get them there to say that they were voting for Trump. And you know, it was quite a surprise, and then have him seated right close to Bill Clinton and Chelsea there in the hall.
What must that have been like for Bill?
Well, he probably put on his armor and sat there.
Had to be a tough night.
Yeah, I would say so.
Do you think it threw Hillary at all when she saw them coming?
Well, I think it would have caused her some concern because you don't need something like that at the last minute before a debate. You're trying to keep yourself calm, and it's hard enough without some last-minute thing coming up that's going to really make you wonder what they're going to do.
Terry, when you saw the women from Bill Clinton's past and the rape victim that's tied into Hillary, people will have to research that story because there was a lot of fact-checking done on that last night. What did you think? Did you think it would ever deteriorate to bringing them to the debate hall?
To me, it seemed almost like we use the phrase a lot, desperate times call for desperate measures. That's what I thought it was that he was almost grasping for straws, so to speak, that he didn't have anything else to throw at her except for her.
Well, let's point this out. The CNN poll was out late last night, early this morning. It showed that of people who watched the debate, 57% thought Hillary Clinton won, 34% thought Donald Trump won, but people felt it was a win for Donald Trump because of the hectic weekend he was having and that the campaign did not totally turn upside down. How do you read that, Mary Ellen?
Well, you know, I was really curious because supposedly the audience was non-committal. They hadn't committed. Did you understand it that way?
It was Gallup picked independent or undecided voters.
Okay. I wondered, did they say how that came out last night?
I don't think they've gotten to that yet. Probably in the next couple of days. But I guess these were people who watched the debate, felt 57% thought Hillary won, 34% thought Donald won. Was that about right?
Well, probably. You know, his supporters stick with him no matter what. And they, you know, they say it's some 40% or something like that, that they just are solid with him.
Terry, what do you think? 57 to 34%? Does that sound right to you?
That sounds probably about right to me. Yeah, I was going to just kind of say that when he did make the statement about he would put her in jail, they kind of got a rise out of the crowd. You know,
well, we'll talk about that. That was one that we heard it there on the clip package. I think that was the first in presidential debates that Donald Trump has now asserted that if he does win November 8th, that he will appoint a special prosecutor through the Attorney General to look back into these emails, and even suggested at one point that Hillary would be going to jail. When you heard that, Mary Ellen, what'd you think?
Thought of Ken Starr.
Yeah, he had a similar.
Well, yes, and look where he's at after I don't know how many millions they spent on that, you know.
But a man who is running for office to say that he's going to put his political opponent in jail, that's really unheard of. That's what they do in other countries.
That's right. And we're not a third world country.
Terry, you brought it up there. What do you make of that?
It almost to me seemed like, oh, you know, like when you were in a middle or elementary school and, you know, somebody kind of made a comment about another student that somebody thought was funny, you know, like picking up, you know. I mean, that's kind of what it seemed like to me, you know.
The crowd laughed, which I assume was some of his people, I would imagine.
And that's what I thought it was just his supporters, you know, even though they're supposed to be independent, you know. I mean, I'm sure that.
How did you feel the moderators did?
Oh.
I thought they were good. I think the moderators have all been really good.
Do you think that Donald Trump seemed to feel it was 3-on-1? I think.
Well, he always complains about something. Last time it was the microphone. This time it was that she got more time but he got more time than she did, according to the statistics.
About a minute more.
Yeah, but he was complaining about that. And who knows what else he's complaining about this morning.
I was going to say, Mary Ellen, the sniffles were back again last night.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he sniffed his way all through the thing. Yeah.
Well, he had a rough weekend. Maybe his levels were down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's go back to Friday where this all started, which made this a much more important debate. Obviously, everybody has played the video. We're not going to play the video.
No.
But for those who don't know, I guess living under a rock, it's the Access Hollywood video with Billy Bush and Donald Trump and Donald talking about doing things with women. Mary Ellen, when you heard that Friday, what'd you think?
Well, I thought, I wonder what his wife thinks about that. That's my first thought. And, you know, her reaction wasn't, I don't know whether she really wants to make sure that she stays in the marriage or what, because I don't see how she stands it, really.
The next day and through that night, a third of the senators, a Republican, got away from him.
Yeah.
Governors got, Rob Portman got away from him here in Ohio.
Yeah, right.
John Kasich made it very clear that he is not going to vote for him now. John McCain withdrew his support.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger withdrew his support. Jeb Bush said that wasn't going to support him anyway, but let him know he definitely wasn't going to support him. So did Mitt Romney.
More energy.
And for the first time, Condoleezza Rice said she will not support him.
Wow.
Some big names. Why did that video, for all the things that Donald Trump has done, that people have said, geez, he won't survive that, why did that video finally strike the nerve with everybody?
Well, it was sort of like the last straw, but I don't know if it's the last straw or not. There might be some more come out, you know. It sounds to me like it's very possible.
The many people over the weekend, and you rarely hear this in a Republican or a presidential race, said that there's one debate left. He hasn't won either one of them. This video has come out. This race is essentially over. The Republicans are not happy with him. Paul Ryan disinvited him from the event on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't, I think people who support Hillary would not want to jinx it, but do you really think there's any way for him to win now?
No, I don't. I haven't thought he would win. He had a little bit of a spurt, you know, after everything died down about, I was trying to think what caused him to do a little bit better. I can't remember now what it was. But, no, I really have felt all along that Hillary would win. He's got the support, as I said, of 40-some percentage that are sticking with him, but the low 40s. I mean, I'm positive he's not going to win.
Terry, what do you think? You think there's any chance for him to turn this ship around in 30 days?
Boy, it's going to be really tough with 30 days to go. That's, I mean, the only thing I've heard, and I don't know a lot about this, but I've had a lot of people tell me that WikiLeaks has a lot of stuff on Hillary that they're gonna say like maybe 1 or 2 days before the election, emails.
Well, I wonder.
So,
what
I mean, I don't know what it could possibly be. I've heard that from several people. And
well, it is interesting that Julian Assange was out again last week making remarks that he does not like Hillary. He does not want her to be president. He did release pieces of transcripts from her speeches. Mary Ellen, what do you make of the world that we're in now, that emails and hackers do control the news cycle to some degree?
It's a new approach, isn't it? We weren't involved in that in the last election. I remember about the worst thing in the last election was the minister that it was President Obama's minister and the statements that he had made, and now here we're into Putin and all this other stuff.
Do you think that these hacks are Russian hacks?
I do, yes. I've had, well, the Democratic headquarters said it was, and then was it official with the FBI, or who was it was official with? Somebody just recently.
Why is Russia trying to affect the outcome of this election?
Well, that's a good question, because you certainly don't want them controlling our election. That ought to make everybody think twice before they vote for Trump.
When Trump is out there, why doesn't he understand that he has to have women like him? To at least some degree, some women like him. He doesn't seem to ever want to make any inroads there.
Well, he thinks that women are going to like him anyway. That's what I think he thinks.
Do you think in his mind he thinks he can still win?
I think he does. Yeah, and he said he'd never drop out.
What does this do to a guy like Pence, his vice president?
I don't see how he stands it.
Well, that was an interesting moment in the debate last night when Martha Raddatz, one of the moderators, pointed out that Pence's tactics were a little different and his plan were different than Donald Trump's. And Donald Trump's answer was, I don't think we've talked about that and we disagree.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that in a presidential debate?
No.
Agreeing with the man on the ticket like that?
Right.
Pence couldn't have liked that.
He sent an email, though, that said that he congratulated him on the debate right away.
Do you think that there is any way for the Republican Party to mend itself before the next presidential election?
Well, they're going to have to work hard. I tell you, it has been such extremes for them. They had the Tea Party, and now they've had this. And it's going to be a while to recover.
How did this happen? How did Donald Trump happen?
I don't know. It's like he came out of the woodwork and there he is, you know. And they kept thinking, you know, he was going to lose, which he never did yet. But that was the thought all through the thing. I don't think they really got serious about it until they realized he was winning.
There is a tremendous fear on many people's behalf that he still could become president, and on November 9th this could happen. If that does happen, there always is a chance. Is there a real need to be worried more than any other Republican or Democratic president that there's ever been?
Well, they said they were going to build a wall between the United States and Canada so we can't go up there after the election.
Keep everybody here.
Yeah, right.
Did Donald Trump answer any questions last night that satisfied you as far as plans strategy?
No, I thought it had nothing in it of explanation. It was all saying, you know, he didn't do this, and somebody else did this. He went from one situation, he went immediately to the ISIS and to Mosul, when they were talking about, what's the name of that city in Syria?
Aleppo.
Aleppo. They asked him about Aleppo, and he went immediately to Mosul. And that's what he does. He deflects it with something else.
It's obvious his new tactic is Hillary's been in office for 30 years. Why didn't she do anything? He said that quite a few times last night.
He did. Right.
What would you say to that? Why?
Well, she explained all of the things that she did while she was in the Senate. She has always been working on different important projects, even when she was the First Lady of Arkansas. And then when she was First Lady in the White House, she tried to get the health care plan through. That she worked very, very hard on that for a while. And then was in the Senate and did a lot of good in the Senate for New York State. And then she was Secretary of State, where she was all over the world. She knows all of the world leaders, and that is a terrific advantage for her.
It's very interesting because when the debate was over last night, I looked on Facebook, I looked at social media, and so many people were saying, well, look who finally showed up, Donald Trump. And, you know, I have to say Donald Trump won that debate. And when the poll came out on CNN, it was almost shocking to everybody that they said that she won. Do you think that was because the bar was so low for him?
I think so, yeah. They thought he was going to do as miserably as he did before. Well, he improved somewhat, but he didn't improve a lot. And I kept watching him walking around behind there. I don't know if he was trying to get on in the camera's shot there with her, or why he was doing that, or whether he was trying to make her nervous. I don't think he was having any effect on her at all. But it was a little disturbing the way he was all over the back of the stage. We thought he was trying to escape there for a while.
Thought he might be trying to hit the back door. It's fascinating. And if anybody does have an opinion out there, because we haven't opened up the phone lines today, feel free to give a call, 740-383-9944, because a lot of things have happened since we met last, certainly the video, certainly the debate. What do you think the third debate's going to be like, Mary Ellen?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to have to wait and find out.
Do you think he's going? Do you think it'll be more like the second debate or the first debate?
I think it'll be a better debate than last night. I think he has shot everything he can shoot here, and I think it's going to wear out on him. So we'll see.
Are the emails ever going to step out of the picture?
Probably not.
Because that seemed to be what most people last night felt was her weak spot mm-hmm. in the debate.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that plus bringing up the speech at the Goldman Sachs was another weak spot.
Why do... The email thing is so peculiar because she's tried to explain it away so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think she's going to be able to get a stock good answer to bat that away?
I don't know. I think she could have done better on that. I don't know why they can't work out something that's better than what she's saying, you know.
I think Donald Trump admitted last night that he didn't pay federal tax for some years.
Right, that's right.
He didn't say why. Why do you think he finally did that? After all these months, he finally came out and said, yes, I took advantage of the system.
I really think he thinks he's smart that he could do that. I think that's the thought behind that. He's pulling one over on the government, and the rest of us don't feel that way because we're paying taxes.
The exit polls have not come out since the debate or the event that happened on Friday, the video from Access Hollywood. Where do you think this election will be after that?
After what?
After the video on Friday and the debate last night.
Oh,
do you think she'll be ahead further? Do you think he will lose supporters? Do you think he'll gain some because people felt he did halfway decent at the debate?
I really don't think he's going to gain much. I think she might gain a little. I don't think it's going to move it a whole lot, really.
With one debate left to go, he has to know that this really is the last shot for him. What does he have left? Because last night, like you say, I think he did kind of let it all go. He mm-hmm. attacked her on emails.
Yeah.
He attacked her on everything. Where does this go from here?
I don't know. It sure went downhill. I hope they get it up out of the gutter next time.
Do you wish Hillary would have done something different?
Well, I don't know. I thought she did a good job. Probably there was some things I think she could have got off of quicker, like the emails. Don't linger on that. Make a brief statement and get into something else. That's what he does, you know.
Last week, the comment when Bill Clinton was out on the trail and he said it was Obamacare was the craziest thing he'd ever seen. Is Bill Clinton sometimes a liability to her?
Yeah, I think he is, but he meant well. She explained that last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked early on in this that you did not think Al Gore would go out on the campaign trail.
I was wrong.
He's headed out today.
I'm excited. I hope, I wonder if he'll come close anywhere. I'd sure like to see him.
What do you think has got him motivated to get out again?
Well, it's probably what's going on, you know. I'm just real curious as to what finally did it to get him. I'd just really like to talk to him.
I think once he's out there, hopefully we'll learn what has driven this. Do you make anything of how many times Donald Trump mentioned Bernie Sanders last night?
I don't know. Did he mention him a lot?
Three or four times,
oh, did he?
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, Bernie Sanders had it right. You have poor judgment. He kept saying that.
Well, I know that's not.
Then there was the one statement that said somebody agreed with what Bernie. I can't remember what that one was. But
yeah.
Bernie is out there with her now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know my feelings about Bernie. I don't want to go into it.
I think he's trying to be out there, though, now.
Well, he's maybe trying as much as he... He's not trying real hard, I don't think.
Do you think a lot of this election, because even Governor Weld, who is Gary Johnson's vice presidential candidate, when he goes on a show, he will still praise Hillary Clinton.
You know, I really like Weld.
Yeah.
He really appeals to me. That other Johnson, I think, is a goofus.
Yeah, he seems to have his problem.
<He does. laughs>
But why did Weld agree to run with him?
I don't know. I think they had to talk him into it, from what I understand. And he probably said yes in a weak moment and wishes he hadn't.
So somebody said it was like an Abbott and Costello ticket or something. Yeah. I think they called him something like that.
You know? Well, does it still shock you, though, that Donald Trump has support? If you drive down some roads here in Marion, I've seen more Trump signs than I've seen Hillary signs in Marion.
I have too. In fact, somebody's out there really passing out the Trump signs, because they popped up this past week everywhere. Yeah.
Is it shocking? Do you think Marion will go for Trump?
Well, I hope not. That's all I can say. I really and truly, yeah.
Is it shocking to you that Hillary is winning in Ohio now, I think by 2 points, but it's really been one of the more difficult states for her? She has led much longer in Pennsylvania. In Florida, she's led more and by bigger margins. In Virginia, same thing. Even in North Carolina. Why is Ohio seeming to lean more Republican now?
Well, I talked to the Democratic chairman, the Ohio chairman. He said they are only polling white people. He said it's not that close at all. So I don't know. I've had several surveys, calls myself, but I'm curious about that, because it's not showing up that, you know, it's a possibility that he could win Ohio. And he could win Ohio and still lose the election, I think.
He's got a very tough path.
Yeah.
He could win Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina and still lose.
Yes, right.
What has happened with Ted Strickland?
Well, Ted has had millions spent against him, I guess the most of any Senate race in the country. And I didn't think he had real good ads. Some of those ads I didn't think were very good. I think he's had ads lately that are better. But yes, he's had a load of money spent against him.
Do you think there's any way he can turn it around?
I don't think there is. I think the unions are working hard for him. Now, the Teamsters claim they have endorsed Portman, but the AFL-CIO is working hard for him. They called me the other day and they said they want to know who I was voting for president, and then they want to know who I was voting for the Senate. And it was a union call, and I thought, well, they're on the phone really working it. I, as far as whether he can do it or not, I don't know. I wish he could, because I think he would be a very good senator.
The media in this election has become very interesting. Last week we learned USA Today, which has been in business for 34 years, has never endorsed a political candidate, mm-hmm. period. Mm-hmm. They felt they needed to endorse Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. which they did. The Cincinnati Inquirer, which has not endorsed a Democrat in over 100 years, has endorsed Hillary Clinton. And then the big drop in Ohio was this past weekend, the Columbus Dispatch, which had not endorsed a Democrat since Woodrow Wilson in 1916. They never endorsed Roosevelt. This past weekend said this. Most people, I think, read the article, so I'm just going to give you a little bit of what was in the Columbus Dispatch over the weekend. His economic policies, to the extent that they can be analyzed, would at least double the national debt. His call for punishing tariffs on foreign goods would trigger retaliation and ignite a trade war with disastrous results for employment and the standard of living in the United States. The stakes are too high to sit out this election and risk letting Trump misuse the awesome power of the presidency. The Dispatch urges voters to elect Hillary Clinton. First time they've done that in 100 years.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say about that.
I do. But it's amazing.
Okay. You know, they were the only newspaper that never endorsed me, and they wouldn't even interview John Glenn. That's how strong they were. Now, my next question is, who is the Marion Star going to endorse?
You know, I don't know. They're holding off quite a bit.
Yeah, they have a new editor.
They do have a new editor.
Uh huh. I wonder how he's going to feel about all this. So
I don't know. Do you think the media is? Maybe we're getting a call here. We will take the phone call and see what's going on. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want to bring out one thing.
Go ahead.
On the Dispatch.
Yes.
The Dispatch got sold. They no longer belong to the Wolf Brothers.
Right.
Oh, is that
and
right?
Consequently, it's not the same Dispatch.
So you believe if the Wood Brothers were still there, they'd be endorsing Trump?
Wolf
Brothers.
Yeah.
Wolf Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think they'd be endorsing Trump if they were still there?
They probably either that or endorse no one.
So you think
may just choose to... But I don't think the Wolf Brothers would endorse Clinton at all.
When was it sold?
This year.
Oh, was it? That's interesting.
Well, so that you know, so it is technically it's new, and you know, first time they've done it in that many years, but it's not the same people.
Right, know? But I mean, they didn't own it. Somebody else had to have owned it in the last 100 years.
Wolf.
Well, I can't family. Tell you who did it in 1916.
Right, but so they have never done this. That being said, I mean, there's a tradition there, if nothing else, to endorse Republican candidates.
Not when you got new people in there.
Well,
the whole thing, the editors, everybody is new.
Well, I understand that, but what about the USA Today, the Cincinnati Inquirer? That doesn't
I don't
ring.
Speak for them. I don't know what they're
no,
doing.
No, but I think there is a certain trend in this country right now for newspapers to endorse Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. If that means anything to anyone.
How did you think the debate went?
I thought it was about what I expected. Some name calling on both sides, and you know. Yeah.
Do you have any trouble with the video that came out Friday?
No.
None at all.
No, that's again, like he pointed out, that's just boy talk, and that's done all the time. Over at our place where we were both employed. The guys over my department there talk that way all the time.
Yeah, but were they 59-year-old men?
No, but some people never grow beyond their much younger days.
Well, again, I think the point would be, why would you have elected any of those guys president you worked with?
I'm not going to defend Trump. I keep saying that.
But you
apparently don't hear that.
I do hear it, but I also hear you say...
You know, there was a fellow one
Now, hold on a second. Now, let me get the point in. What I hear you say is, you say, I'm not going to defend Trump. I'm not going to defend Hillary. I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. But you know that it's going to be Trump or Hillary, and your contention has been that you will feel more comfortable with Trump because he's the unknown.
Well, I wouldn't feel comfortable with him, but again, we know Hillary. We know what she's all about. We know what she's done. And consequently, I don't like her at all. Now, I have bothered to go looking and, you know, find out. It's just not a knee-jerk reaction.
And we don't know what.
I've read three books about her.
Right now, how many?
They all point out, particularly the Watergate, the Whitewater thing.
Right, but you know the Whitewater the head Whitewater prosecutor in the Senate has endorsed her.
Does that matter?
Well, I think it does. If you're saying this is the crime,
I don't think endorsements really. Most people don't care about the endorsements. I can't imagine them making that. Somebody's going to change their vote because LeBron James or anybody else endorsed
Well, let me ask you this. How many books have you read on Trump?
A couple.
And you, his background's squeaky clean?
I don't want Trump. I won't vote for Trump.
I understand that.
Again, I even pointed out one time that the only person I found more obnoxious than Trump was Manson.
Right, but I guess if my question is then, why is it that we are always after Hillary Clinton, even though you don't like Trump? Admittedly, you say that. I understand that, and that certainly is fine. But the onus is always on Hillary Clinton when you call in, that this is why the Dispatch is voting for her. I've read three books. This is why she's done wrong. We know what we're getting. And that entire conversation, you never lamented at all toward Trump, just to say that you don't prefer him either.
I didn't say that. I said I despise the guy. I think is an idiot, and he does, I would not want him as president.
But you'd rather have an idiot than Hillary Clinton.
I just don't like Hillary at all.
But so,
and if that makes me a hater of Hillary, then sign me up.
Well, no, I'm just asking, because you said you're not going to vote for either, but you're more comfortable with him of the two. So you'd rather have.
No, all I said was that there may, although it'd be very remote, there may be a chance that he could turn out all right. And I can't imagine Hillary. I don't think we can afford Hillary, frankly.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
All righty.
Again, the telephone lines are open for 10 more minutes, 740-383-9944. And just for the record, I've never talked like that. And I am a man. Terry, you ever talk like that?
No.
Even in the locker room, you ever spend time talking like that?
No, I mean,
I've never talked like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mary Ellen, what is...
With me growing up with three sisters, I'd have been afraid to talk like that.
Well, I mean, what he is talking about is not... this is where the point's missed. He's not just doing guy talk.
No.
He says he's going to grab a certain part of a woman's anatomy. And a matter of fact, he infers, if you listen, that he's already done it. Mm-hmm. That is a sexual assault. That is not... If I walk somewhere and tell somebody that I've sexually assaulted somebody, I hope somebody would turn me in. I don't understand this whole idea. But
you think it's an entitlement thing? Like, he acts like he's entitled to do that?
Well, I think that was what he said.
Because he's rich.
He's rich.
Yeah,
he's
since
famous.
When you're rich, you can do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
I'm sorry, Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, what do you make of a call like that? You call the guy an idiot, Trump? And you say that he is one step above Charles Manson, but still better than Hillary in some people's eyes.
He said Manson, didn't he?
I thought he said Charles Manson.
Yep, Charles,
oh,
yeah.
Charles Manson.
I was thinking of the West Virginia Mansion. I thought, well, that is really strange. I couldn't get the connection. Well, as I said... Some men will not vote for a woman. I've known that from the beginning, and it could be that situation too.
Terry, what do you make? The caller referred to Donald Trump as an idiot, said he wouldn't support him, said he was one step above Charles Manson, but yet more interesting than Hillary. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I just want to say... It has nothing to do with Hillary's sex at all. In other words, if Elizabeth Warren was running, I would without doubt vote for her in a second.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Mary Ellen, you've met Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Why does that exist?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I've said that from the beginning. I don't understand how everybody feels that way about her because she's such a nice person. And I've never figured it out, and it bothers me terribly.
Will it be her Achilles heel till the day she's out of politics?
Well, I hope not.
I just am taken aback by the idea that you can call one of the people an idiot, but still say you prefer that over Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah.
How do you draw on that theory? How do you make ends meet with that?
Well, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. You think he's one step, what was it, one step above Charles
Manson? One step above Charles Manson.
Still better than Hillary.
Still better than Hillary.
And he goes around bragging, am I right, about grabbing the anatomy of...
He did. Yes, he did.
And that's better. I don't know. I guess I'm at a loss. I'm trying to...
Mary Ellen, we all know Monica Lewinsky and all these sort of things. What does this have to do with Hillary Clinton?
Well, they've tied it in there. She's separate of it, but, you know, it's her husband. So Trump has retaliated with that because of everything that he's gotten himself involved in here. It's his retaliation.
Mary Ellen, I was going to ask you real quick. Do you think, is she responsible for the crimes of Bill?
No.
Or the acts of Bill? I should say crimes is probably not.
No, she's not.
But the acts
not.
Of Bill, we'll say.
No.
Okay. Because it seems like she's getting held, you know, obviously to a high, for the acts, excuse me, I didn't want to mean to use the word crimes, but the acts that he committed, I guess, you know. And
well, another interesting person came out. If endorsements don't matter, that's okay. But late last week, Ronald Reagan's son, Michael Reagan, 71-year-old son of a president, said that he's glad his father is not alive to witness what Donald Trump is doing to American politics. He said that the 71-year-old son of former President Ronald Reagan went on a tweet storm last Monday saying he can't support the Republican Party if it supports Donald Trump after the candidate suggested Hillary Clinton had cheated on Bill Clinton. No way would I or my father support this garbage, Reagan tweeted. And he even went on to say that if Nancy Reagan were still alive, she'd vote for Hillary.
Well, I would be happy to hear that happen, yeah.
What has happened to where George H.W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
Michael Reagan, the inference of Nancy Reagan, George W. Bush, just can't stand this guy?
I think it was Jeb, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jeb can't stand
Jeb
him.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So why is there this John McCain now to the list?
That kind of surprised me because I thought he was going to go away from Trump a long time ago after what he said about him, but, you know, he stuck with him for a while.
What was the name you added? Was it Condoleezza Rice, too?
Condoleezza Rice is in there. Now, what has Hillary Clinton done, Mary Ellen, that is so disqualifying in people's eyes, do you think?
I don't think... they've blown this email thing out of everything, and manufactured it and put things in on top of it. It's all the start of whoever discovered that it was against the rules to do that, and then they just build on that, and then they build on the fact they say that she's lying, and then they bring up her amount of money she's paid for her speeches, and people end up thinking that she's not honest, and none of that is true. She is honest, and when they say that she lies, she didn't lie to the FBI, or she'd be in prison.
And what to you is Donald Trump, if you had to describe him?
Well, Donald Trump is in love with himself. And he thinks he can get away with anything because he's rich. That's the way I would describe Donald Trump.
Do you think there is anybody from Rince Priebus to Paul Ryan to Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, do you think there's anybody in the party who really likes him and likes the idea?
No, I don't think any of them like him.
What about Chris Christie?
I can't understand that guy at all. He's got his bridge gate to deal with. I don't know where that's at right now. But it resurfaced, you know.
Well, somebody who certainly stuck with him through this is Rudy Giuliani.
That guy is so sick.
What happened to him?
He dislikes Hillary so bad because, you know, he ran against her. You never like anybody you've run against.
When it's done, it's done.
Yeah, you never get over it.
And so that would really tell the tale of how hard it must have been for George H.W. Bush to endorse Hillary.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to come back around.
That's right, it is.
Okay. But they do it. Mm-hmm. Some do it and some don't. Do you think Donald Trump will stay in politics if he loses?
No, I don't think so.
It could be the end of this.
He's going to have another TV show or something, you know.
Do you think it'll be popular? Or has he offended too many people for his career?
I don't know. He on that show, that The Apprentice, he would play people against each other in the show. And you just got sick and tired of watching that. That is a downer, you know?
What about from like a sponsor standpoint? I mean, you think the sponsors would like pull the plug, or would they still be in line to...
Well,
if he did get another show, I should
say. He had a show, and they were willing to do that. After this run for political office, I don't know which way they would go, whether it would affect them to want him back or they want anything to do with him. Who knows? I don't know the answer to that.
If Hillary should not win, where do you see her going?
Well, I don't know. She always surprises me on what she wants to do. Yeah.
She's certainly not one to just sit at home.
No, she isn't.
She's
a very capable person, yeah.
And even Donald Trump gave her a compliment last night.
Yeah,
said she was very determined, and
yeah.
That's the way it goes. Debate number two, down in the books. One more to go. I believe it's on October the 19th, election on November the 8th. Certainly was a very interesting weekend in politics. To be sure, I don't think this will ever be duplicated again, this election.
You don't think so? In fact, you hope not.
Yeah, an ugly, ugly debate. If nothing else, maybe the third debate will at least get back a little more policy.
So this is not going to be the new trend in politics, then, what we're seeing right now?
I wouldn't think so. I
hope not.
Well, if it works for him, yes. If it doesn't, I would doubt it. But we'll see. Mary Ellen, thank you for coming in today. It's always a pleasure.
It is a pleasure, Scott.
We're done for the day, but there's much more programming coming up straight ahead, so don't tune the dial anywhere. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The other one said I had a dream, too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. Rush to me, held out his hand.